Scholastic Audio presents Seeing Red, written by Frank Bedore, read by Gerard Doyle.
Prologue. She should have been disoriented, her image sneering back at her from the countless dust-filmed looking-glasses that surrounded her. But she was too consumed with the quest that had brought her to this maze whose time had passed, its purpose unfulfilled.
"I've come!"
she yelled, the words ricocheting off the cloudy looking-glasses without cease or loss of volume. The noise pained Red's ears, but what did she care? She would endure anything. She had made it this far. She would not leave until she had found what she'd come for. In every direction, mirrored corridors branched off into the dusky reaches of the maze. She tried to locate the scepter in her imagination's eye, but her powers were apparently useless. She would have to find it the old-fashioned way, by systematically walking every corridor, seeking the scepter as might a blind, rudderless fool.
"Not much of a maze, are you?"
she muttered, because she discovered that she could pass from one corridor to another merely by walking through the looking-glass walls. Hers was a phantom maze, the ghostly residue of what it had once been. A sudden hissing sound at her back, she spun, ready for anything. The dust of a looking-glass had lifted and formed into the figure of a female, the teenage girl she used to be, before she had allowed corruption to gnarl and ravage.